Energy together. This is the Strength and Sharing Show with your hosts Jelly McGuire and Stacy Shefflin on TogiNet.com. Listen, learn, and share with leading TV personalities, lifestyle experts, and empowering female greats, Shelly McGuire and Stacy Shefflin. Get ready to embrace the power and passion by joining in Strength and Sharing as they explore all aspects of the busy female modern-day lifestyles. It's all about engaging in one-on-one conversation, empowering education, and incredible inspiration with your best girlfriends, focusing on how we can all live better lives and help the world around us at the same time. So let's get to the show. It's Strength and Sharing on TogiNet.com. And now, here are your hosts, Shelly McGuire and Stacy Shefflin.
Strength and Sharing friends, and you're listening to Strength and Sharing live on TogiNet Radio, high above the TogiNet Towers from Studio 2. I'm your host, Shelly McGuire, and my other wonderful co-host and sidekick, Stacy Shefflin, is actually on a flight right now, so she can't be with us, but she's first traveling to Punta Cana for a wedding, which sounds fantastic, and I wish we would have gone with her and done the show from there. And then she's off to the UK, where she'll be launching her fantastic line called YBF Beauty, which you have seen on HSN, you've seen in Canada, you've seen in Australia. She'll be launching in the UK on July 3rd and 4th. And I think you can actually watch for that live on your internet. So, Stacy, we miss you and we wish you a lot of luck. We know you're going to rock, girlfriend. And I'm excited, though, to have the chance, though, to welcome back somebody that was a favorite when we first launched our Strength and Sharing show. She's a very special guest. Her name is Laura King. And we had her on our show before, had great feedback from you all, listeners, and I appreciate all the returning listeners and welcoming our new listeners. And Laura is a NLP life coach, a hypnosis expert, an author, and a very good friend. And I want to welcome you. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here. How are you doing?
Thank you. Oh, we're doing great, and we're so glad to have you back. So thank you for making time for us this morning.
This works out good. I'm happy.
Now, I want to go ahead and tell a little bit about your background because we will be opening the phone lines later in the show and want to give you a little bit of information what we're going to talk about. But Laura is a hypnotherapist with a certification in sports hypnosis and NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which I'm really eager for you later to describe because honestly, I've heard so much about it and I don't know that I really, it's a big word, so I want to know what it does. And also life coaching and the originator of the Discover Process, which is outlined in your second book called Perfect Enough, which I'm also going to have you tell us more about. And you're also a featured columnist in the PRE Horse magazine. And what I found interesting, Laura, your first book, which is called The Power to Win, it helps equestrians achieve award-winning performance. And I got to tell you, when I first started reading the book, I love horses. And I thought, oh, this is going to be neat. It's a book about horses and winning and I know that's the mindset, but what I found so interesting is that you really deal with how our own feelings about ourselves and self-doubt affect our level of performance. So this book really is a tool for anyone. You don't have to be an equestrian. So can you tell us about this journey and why you started down this path?
Well, hypnosis is a tool in my toolbox along with the NLP. And what happens is, you and I are talking in 12% of the brain. That's the analytical, rational reasoning part of the brain. In that part of the brain, I want you to think of it as your monitor, your short-term memory, and your willpower. So if you decide you want to go make a change, and all of a sudden you're back to doing the same way you've always done things, it's because 88% of your brain is long-term memory, habit, pattern, emotions. So 97% of what you do every day is by habit. With hypnosis and NLP, we can access that 88% and help a person make change, whether it's with, you know, showing a horse or any type of sport or getting rid of any kind of bad habit, actually. So the tool is the process of being able to access, and it's just relaxation. It's called guided imagery, guided meditation. Hypnosis is the word that I choose to use because that's, you know, the way it was taught to me 34 years ago when it saved my life. So I have a tendency to want to stick to the real word.
You know, that's a really interesting fact because, and I know we'll get into this more, but when you just said that to me, I think a lot of times there's a misconception maybe about hypnosis because you've seen so many movies where they put someone under the power of hypnosis and they make them bark like a dog or have them go do crazy things.
I always say if you want to bark like a dog, I'll get you to bark better than you've ever barked.
Right, because I think that's what people think of.
What's really important is that every human being has self-preservation. There is not a hypnotist on the face of the earth that can make someone do something that they don't want to do, and that's such a misconception. But I am lucky that I have an opportunity to get that across and educate a lot of people, and that's what my practice is, and that's what I do every day.
That's interesting. So what you're saying, if you're telling me that it's really accessing that other 88% of the brain, then if somebody is, first of all, if they're receptive or do you have to be, but it also tells me that it's something that has to work because if you can get someone to access that part of your brain, it's real, right? I mean, the results are real.
It's really real. The only thing I need is a desire, and I am a lot of people's last resort. I had a girl in last week. She's been to every doctor everywhere, and she's had a rash all over her back and her legs, and it's just been awful. And they only found one little thing she's allergic to, ragweed. And, you know, through the hypnosis session, I got to cause something happened a year and a half ago to her emotionally, and the skin rash came out after the emotional event. And through one session, she woke up Saturday morning with no rash.
No kidding. So this actually manifests itself in a physical way.
Yes, yes. The mind-body connection is huge.
Wow, that's really interesting because I didn't even think of it. I mean, I know when I think of hypnosis, I think of usually weight loss, smoking, reconditioning, which now you and I were talking before the show about Paula Deen with her amazing transition and being on the cover of People magazine and all of her weight loss. I was watching her interview this morning and she was just talking about how her habits have changed, but you treat people for weight loss also through hypnosis too, right?
Yes, to change the habit pattern of what you eat. You know, you've got to change that 88 pattern of what makes you feel full, how full you feel. And actually on Dr. Oz's show, they also had a hypnotist on showing that you can actually use hypnosis and do it gastric band surgery on a person mentally. So I'm trained in it. I'm certified in that. So you actually tell the brain that you're shrinking the stomach through the lap band surgery with the hypnosis. And they were actually talking about that, and it works extremely well. So we do that process, plus we hypnotize the brain to eat less food and make healthier choices to avoid chocolate, sugars, and pastas and the foods that aren't conducive and conductive to weight loss. You have to retrain that part of the brain so you can simply let it happen.
That's what do you talk when you do something like this? Because, you know, you do hear about the extremes. And I was overweight when I was younger, and I fought losing weight my whole life. And I think I tried everything from the, you know, peel a pound to the Hollywood to every diet. You did too?
Yes.
All the different concoctions or the 3-day diet.
The liquid one, the liquid protein 3 times a day.
Yeah, I know, and it's. I remember I went on. I think my dad and I did. I forgot which one it was where you could eat. I forgot what kind of nut it was. Macadamia nuts was one of the things you could eat. And I remember eating so many. I think I gained like 6 pounds in the process of dieting.
I even had plastic surgery and had it cut off, but it came back.
You did?
Yeah, but when I became a hypnotherapist 12 years ago, I learned that I could change that hereditary gene mindset thought that I had that I was supposed to be fat. And I lost 45 pounds, and I've kept it off now for 12 years. So I'm an example of it working.
That's really good. So is there such a difference between even somebody that thinks the genetic predisposition to being overweight, because that is such a battle we can all identify with, can that be changed through hypnosis, even if it's genetic?
Yeah, well, technically, Bruce Lipton is a really big researcher. He's proven that most genetic belief systems of different behaviors are more learned behavior than genetic gene pool. So I use that because if it's something can be learned, if it has been learned, I can reprogram and teach someone to and program someone to change that learning, you know, help them change through the subconscious mind, and it doesn't have to be the gene pool.
Wow, that's really, it's powerful. It's, you know, my it was my boyfriend at the time, but my husband now, Frankie, he was a three-pack-a-day smoker, and I have cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disease, so those two are not going to work together very well. And he went to a hypnosis session. I set it up for him. He was not necessarily confident it would work, and he walked out. He said, you know, Shelley, I hate to tell you, but I don't feel different. I don't think anything changed. But he never picked up a cigarette ever again. And is that typical? Do people wait for this big bang feeling?
Yes, I had a guy yesterday. He says, I left here last time. He says, I wasn't too sure about it, but all of a sudden, I was more relaxed. I could actually turn my head both ways because I wasn't so tense. He says, it was amazing. Everything you did happened. It was like, yeah, I know. That's why I sit here all day.
Gosh, doesn't that, I mean, that's got to be so gratifying because it's not like you're performing a surgery or you're just, and you're dealing with somebody on something that they can, it's a tool that they can take with them.
Right, and I teach everybody how to do it. Plus, I have self-hypnosis CDs to back it up. You can go to bed listening to it because it's great for insomnia. There's so many things that we can help. And, you know, I also work at a cancer institute here one day a week for Palm Beach Oncology. They have a wellness center called the Sari Asher Center. And so I deal with pain management, with grieving, and lots of different things to help people. And survivors, help them put their lives back together with my life coaching. It's just a tool to help people really use that 88% to make the roadmaps different than what they have been doing.
Well, first of all, I commend you with your work because, dealing with something that's a chronic illness or life-threatening, thank you for the work you're doing. But we're going to have to go to break. But when we come back, I want to talk about how people can do this, maybe even through the – can they work through the phone with you?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. This is so interesting. Stay with us. We're going to take calls at 866-404-6519. You're listening to Strength and Sharing with Shelley McGuire, your host, and my wonderful special guest, Laura King. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Strength and Sharing. It's all about engaging in one-on-one conversation, empowering education, and incredible inspiration with your best girlfriends, Shelley and Stacy. And we'll be right back with more Strength and Sharing right after these on TogiNet.com.
It's time to rev up the energy together. Listen, learn, and share with leading TV personalities, lifestyle experts, and empowering female greats, Shelley McGuire and Stacy Shevlin. Embrace the power and passion by listening to Strength and Sharing each week on Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern. Join in live and engage one-on-one conversations as they explore all aspects of your busy modern-day lifestyles. Shelley and Stacy will delve into such topics as career, wellness, and beauty to conquering emotional subjects like relationships, health, and family while interviewing revolutionaries each week. Shelley and Stacy want to know you, so make sure you join the Strength and Sharing community by signing up for their newsletter at strengthandsharingnetwork.com. And make sure to like Strength and Sharing on Facebook at, of course, Strength and Sharing. Strength and Sharing, make each moment matter.
Goals, objectives, business and action plans. How important are they for me to manage? Whether you're an executive, entrepreneur, or maybe you're just someone looking to advance your career and want to be confidently prepared for your future, business and life coach Carmen Carosa can help you remove obstacles and move forward in the right direction. Carmen is known as the Real World Coach for a reason. His no-nonsense style, along with an innate ability to form connections with people, gives you a unique opportunity to see higher and further than ever before. We live and work in an ever-changing, complicated world that can leave us with questions about every decision we make. Join host Carmen Carosa, business and life coach, on Forward Motion every Monday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network. You will realize dreams and aspirations you thought were out of reach.
Welcome back to Strength and Sharing. Together, we are better seen, heard, and even more understood. Shelley and Stacy are here together for you to help you along every step of life's journey with laughter and a whole lot of love. We're working on how to unearth your carefree, confident, can-do attitude. Now let's get back to the show.
Girl, you're amazing.
It's Strength and Sharing on TogiNet.com. And here again are your hosts, Shelley McGuire and Stacy Shefflin.
Good morning. Welcome back. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm your host, Shelley McGuire. I'm the president of Ice Element Skincare and a new author of a book called Dancing in the Storm, which we'll talk about later. I'm here with a wonderful guest, Laura King, who has an amazing background in hypnotherapy and really learning how to recondition your mind. She's also an author of three great books. And Laura, when we were on break just now, you and I were talking about how people let their imagination take over knowledge and how a small worry can actually become something that's, like you said, making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because how do you use your techniques to help people achieve happiness and balance when they're dealing with life changes?
Well, think about this a moment. You mentioned the worry, and I was telling you that before, about how our imagination is stronger than knowledge. You know, technically, think for a minute. Have you ever worried about something that intellectually you knew, why am I worrying about that? You know, sometimes we kind of go off the deep end with the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the what ifs, all of that type of thinking. And what happens is the brain has a habit pattern of creating that anxiety and stress attached to those thoughts. And we do have a lot of life events that cause us to have emotional processing that isn't healthy. And it is easy to go ahead now and use the subconscious mind to change your way of handling things. Why does one person get on the interstate and drive easily and enjoys it, and the other person can't get on the ramp? It's because of a program in their subconscious mind, exactly like a computer. So with the use of hypnosis, we can access that 88% and make those changes to let everybody get on the interstate and drive easily.
Well, I mean, that's really so powerful when you think of the brain and the ability we have to, you know, you always talk about, you know, it's pretty well thrown out there. You need to take charge and take control of your own life. But it's really a tool that you give people that allows them to do that. And, you know, I have a lot of people who contact me through email and through this show and through us being around so many women, because we're dedicated to helping women attain more happiness and more wellness. And they say, well, you know, things are happening in my life. My kids are moving back into my house, or I now have grandkids and responsibilities, or my life's not going the way they want. Is it a matter of then deprogramming them so they don't care, or just tapping into that other percent to learn how to access happiness? I mean, how does that work?
It really is a habit. You know, and to handle situations, there's a process with the subconscious mind, too, to do some forgiveness. You know, to be able to handle situations, sometimes the anger and the stress and the fear of the situation overrides the intellectual part also. So what it is to achieve that happiness and balance is to develop that through the mind, you can create habit patterns of handling things better. I call it positive emotional management. It's helping a person put filters in the subconscious mind to filter out what is uncomfortable to make it more comfortable, which relates in the brain to a learned behavior. You know, it depends on what we all function off words. If you think about it, our whole conversation has been words. Our words create a response to our physical body by the definition of the word that we have created in our mind to how we're going to respond.
Right.
You respond to how you've learned to respond to it. Stress, happiness. You know, some people aren't happy because they were told that, you know, they can't be happy. You know, well, yes, everybody has a right to make that choice. I wrote the book Perfect Enough, and the premise of Perfect Enough is that there's no such thing as perfect. We've got to accept and we've got to be who we are, and then we can make corrections to make things easier and make things more palatable every day to live.
I love it. So it's really accepting who you are. Now, when you talk about doing this kind of transformation, is this something that takes months and years to become now your new habit, so to speak, or you know,
actually, you know, you mentioned, you know, that your boyfriend, now husband, quit smoking, you know, and he went in, it was, you know, usually it's 1 to 3 sessions for that. Like, a lot of things are just, you know, 3 sessions. I guarantee almost lots of change in 3 sessions. Huh. People do like to do the life coaching, and that can go anywhere from 6 to 7 sessions, and that encompasses, you know, doing timeline therapy with seeing where they want to go business-wise, personally, whether they want to meet someone or changing in their lives. But the basis is just really deprogramming the old and putting new programming in.
You know, I keep always thinking, can someone make me want to clean my house?
Well, actually, I do have a CD called Do It All, and it makes you get more things done and feel good about it, gives you more energy. That's what I listen to all the time. That's why I work so much.
Yeah, you know, I have no trouble working, and I actually work, you know, 20-hour days, and I love everything, but I always think my mom was always so neat around the house and all that, and out of all the good habits of my family's I picked up, I did not pick up her habit of wanting to clean. And I'm like, maybe I need to be hypnotized to clean my house.
I can do that.
I might be calling you, honey.
That's
so let me
one.
Ask you, I always wonder as a hypnotherapist or a therapist, do you hear tough love? You hear being apathetic, or you hear being empathetic. Is there a time to be soft with people or supportive, or is there a time you want to slap someone and say, snap out of it and change? Is there one right answer?
I think everything that I teach is teaching one how to handle the challenges. And the emotional part of that is to manifest a way how to change how you respond to anger, how you know, how to really create a new response of handling the emotional, mental, physical balance. You know, that positive emotional management that I mentioned earlier, it is helping people to comply with the knowledge that you want to function better. But if you have a habit pattern of being angry all the time, then you're going to be angry. But you can change that anger into handling things better. With kids and stuff, it's a matter of communicating better, using the tools to create how to do that. It's all areas in there's certain people that you have to realize that they are what they are because of what they've learned.
Uh-huh, right.
What they've been exposed to, how they were treated. We all function off a roadmap that was created from birth until 9 years old really is the first stepping stones of the impressions that are put in the brain to how you're going to respond. If those aren't what you want them to be, it is, and we can change them.
Well, you know, I mean, what you're telling me is, I mean, I can't imagine anyone who couldn't benefit from what you're saying, because there's, you know, as you say, there's nothing perfect in life, but we all are dealing with something that we feel is insurmountable. It's something that, well, it's just the way it is because that's the way I was born or that's the way I am. And you're almost dispelling that myth that you're not destined or stuck in being anything that you don't want to be.
Technically, so we have the right to be happy. You know, I mentioned that hypnosis saved my life 34 years ago. It was from
depression and
suicide. You know, my third attempt at suicide, my parents found a hypnotist. So,
Laura,
you know,
is this hard for you to talk about, Laura? What can I?
Yeah, I was molested as a child, so I had a lot of mind problems of liking myself. That, you know, I felt guilty. I felt shamed. You know, there was so much subconsciously that was causing me to respond in a manner that was not healthy. You know, it wasn't healthy. I didn't want to live. And hypnosis, you know, helped me do the processing of letting go and, you know, finding new roadmaps and new ways of thinking.
Wow. I mean, I can imagine probably a really painful journey in the beginning, but did you feel yourself come through like an epiphany? I mean, did you feel that crossover into mental happiness?
Yeah, really I did. And the ongoing process, it didn't mean my life got rosy. I still had lots of life challenges. I've been, you know, married 3 times, but this marriage I've been with my husband now 28 years. I made some bad choices before, but they were really, you know, horrible things that happened. But hypnosis helped me get through it. You know, I kept using it as a tool to get through it and keep believing. And I actually used hypnosis to meet my husband now.
Oh, you had that? How'd that work out? How did you do that? I know a lot of single women will want to hear this part.
I read the book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind, that was written back in, I think, in the 70s or the 60s. And there's a chapter in there, Attract Your Ideal Husband. And I went, wow, So I hand typed on a typewriter. This was 29 years ago. And I typed on the typewriter the script, and I would read it every night before I went to bed, and I'd read it every morning before I woke up, and right when I woke up, and I did my own self-hypnosis. And I don't know, a couple months later, I was on the interstate and met my husband in traffic.
So do you feel that was because your mind was open to it? Or
Yeah, I think we are what we think, and we are magnets. The law of the universe is that, you know, the law of attraction, I heavily believe in the law that self-fulfilling prophecies are how we exist and who we are. I really believe in that.
Yeah, you know, I think that what you're saying, too, is you know, there's a lot of, it's becoming a little bit more mainstream where you're finding Hollywood celebrities and other people that are in the forefront are actually, like, leaving the psychiatrist chair and looking at life coaching and what you're doing, hypnotherapy, for
yep.
creating change in their own lives.
That's right. And, you know, so I did make a CD of it, so I do have Attract the Ideal Partner, Ideal Husband. And it works.
Okay.
I have a lot of success stories.
Okay, now give us, first of all, your best contact website information, if you can, Laura.
Summit Hypnosis and Wellness is the main venue to reach me, and then there are products on lauraking.net. So there's two areas, lauraking.net and summithypnosisandwellness.com.
Okay, and you're saying Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T?
Yes.
Hypnosisandwellness.com.
Yes.
Oh, this is so exciting. You know, we're going to post this on our website. So if you're listening and taking notes, we'll post all this on our Strength in Sharing Network Facebook pages and our website. We're going to go to break in a minute. Stay tuned. I'll give you our phone number. It's 866-404-6519. If you have a question, you want to make a comment, we're here for you. We've got a lot more information. We're going to talk about books and writing and hypnosis and how you can make each moment in your life matter and take control. So stay with us. And Laura, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your books, and we'll talk about my book.
Is Strength in Sharing. It's all about engaging in one-on-one conversation, empowering education, and incredible inspiration with your best girlfriends, Shelly and Stacy. And we'll be right back with more Strength in Sharing right after these on TogiNet.com. Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life and the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Bryles, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific on the Rockstar Radio Network. You'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now, as the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Bryles, is in. And each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask. Brought to you by Author You and The Book Shepherd, with your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, on the Rockstar Radio Network.
It's time to rev up the energy together. Listen, learn, and share with leading TV personalities, lifestyle experts, and empowering female greats, Shelly McGuire and Stacey Shefflin. Embrace the power and passion by listening to Strength in Sharing each week on Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern. Join in live and engage one-on-one conversations as they explore all aspects of your busy modern-day lifestyles. Shelly and Stacey will delve into such topics as career, wellness, and beauty, to conquering emotional subjects like relationships, health, and family, while interviewing revolutionaries each week. Shelly and Stacey want to know you, so make sure you join the Strength in Sharing community by signing up for their newsletter at strengthandsharingnetwork.com. And make sure to like Strength and Sharing on Facebook at, of course, Strength and Sharing. Strength and Sharing, make each moment matter.
Welcome back to Strength and Sharing. Together, we are better seen, heard, and even more understood. Shelly and Stacy are here together for you. to help you along every step of life's journey with laughter and a whole lot of love. We're working on how to unearth your carefree, confident, can-do attitude. Now let's get back to the show.
Girl, you're amazing, just the way you are.
It's Strength and Sharing on TogiNet.com. And here again are your hosts, Shelley McGuire and Stacy Shefflin.
Good morning, friends, and welcome back. Thank you for joining us on our Strength and Sharing show. We're here every Thursday morning, and I'm Shelley McGuire. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host. My co-host is Stacy Shefflin, who's off around the country, or actually around the world today, with her YBF Cosmetics and launching in the UK. And I have a wonderful guest on. It's Dr. Laura King. And welcome back, Laura. I'm so glad having you on this morning. I feel like I'm getting my own therapy session while we're on breaks.
You're so cute.
I'm loving this. Well, you have so much insight, and you're dispelling, I think, so many thoughts that we have as people that we're not in control of our own life, and we're not in control of our own mind. And I'm like you. I feel very strongly about if there's something in your life that you need to change, really taking charge and understanding how to, I guess that's what I really worked on without realizing it, is accessing my 88% of my brain.
That's right. You have. Look at what you've done. You know, your book, Dancing in the Storm. Think of what you've come through and what you've achieved. You know, you've had to have been able to access that to get through the stages of your life and what your teenage years and what happened being diagnosed. And, you know, tell us about your story. How you wrote your book.
Well, you know, you're right. When I was born with a lethal incurable lung disease, which is cystic fibrosis, and there still is no cure at this time. And I was told at the age of 9, I was actually with my mother, and at the age of 9 was when we first found out I had cystic fibrosis. But at the age of 12, we went to see a specialist, and they told me that my life expectancy, the average age, was 18 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember at that moment, it just hitting me like a brick, and there's absolutely no way I'm going to give in to this disease. And I think what it did, and I guess you know psychologically more, I became in such denial and almost angry about this that I had no fear because I thought I was dying at a young age. And it put me on a personal path of self-destruction. My choices, my personal life, I began a series of making really bad decisions in my personal life that actually just was almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, yeah, think of what your brain was doing, that the subconscious mind was trying to keep you surviving, but then your fight back was that self-destruction mode. That's kind of where I was with the same type thing, but yours was the disease of a physical form, and that's really amazing what you've come through.
Well, thank you. You know, and that's interesting hearing how your take would be on this. But, you know, I was a one-ball wrecking crew in my personal life. But
yeah,
that same lack of fear made me really excel in my professional life. And I adopted the idea of thinking like a child. They never take no for an answer. I became that way in my business life, which really ended up helping me reach and attain levels and being an entrepreneur and writing books and doing other things that I don't know if I would have had the courage to do if I didn't have that no fear.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that happens in your brain.
Well, a driver's in there, and your mother must have been a good source to help you, but if there's something that the fear of what could happen could shift you to move forward with a stronger force. The self-preservation, the part that I teach people that you have to want to do something, that your self-preservation kicked in.
I guess it did. And, you know, it's been, although living with that fear, and I still live with it every day, I fight my disease every day, I'm on medications and treatments, but I wrote my book, Dancing in the Storm, which I have to say is available on Amazon. I wrote it because I felt probably like you didn't when you wrote your books. I have a story to tell that I also believe that we can get around obstacles and we can get through boundaries in our life, and we can make the decision to change breaking bad habits and turning them into things that will work for you. And giving in and giving up is absolutely never an option.
Right. And, you know, just on a side note here, there's some studies from University of Michigan and different places how hypnosis can help what you're going through and your symptoms now as an adult.
Through hypnosis.
Yeah. There's some great studies.
Really? Anyway. So you've been dealing with the physical aspect of it?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's why I said when you're on break, I said, I have a feeling I can do some. We can do some things together because, you know, anyone, and whether it's cancer or losing a job or anything, I think we all go through periods in our life that we feel are devastating and that we have no way out. And I think it's comforting to know that somebody else has been there, like you and I, and that you have the tools to help teach someone how you can turn this around.
And through your story, you're helping so many people. The diversity of what you do and your entrepreneurship of doing and drive what you do. You do so much. Your skincare development and all your companies. You've created a line of, and you sell on Home Shopping Network Live. And you do so much. You know, you have a driver that's strong, and so I applaud you.
Thank you. You know, we have a call. I want to take, I think we have Jennifer on the line who might have a question or a comment. Let's, or I'm sorry, Jenny. Jenny, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Hi, welcome to our show, Strength and Sharing. You're on with Shelley McGuire and Laura King.
Hi, I have a question for Mrs. King about the effectiveness of the gastric hypnosis, the lap band thing. I'm thinking about the lap band surgery, and surgery just scares me. So I just want to know how effective that is and if it's an option, and I don't live in Florida, so I just wondered about that too.
Well, it really does work. I use it on a lot of patients, and actually there's I was just on TV here in West Palm Beach, Florida. A lady's lost 70 pounds where I've done that type of work on her. It really is just hypnotizing a person. It's kind of like the placebo pill. You know, everybody's heard of the placebo pill. They had a really good results of getting better, and it was just a sugar pill. Well, what we know about the brain, since the imagination is stronger than knowledge, we can actually tell the brain we're going through surgery and put the lap band on the stomach, and it actually, the mind thinks the stomach is shrinking. And it really, I've had great results, and it really works.
Wow.
And it does really help a person lose weight, and I've had great success with it. It was all shown on Dr. Oz's show the other day.
Through hypnosis, it was on Dr.
Yes.
Oz.
Yes.
Jenny, that might be something that might be, now, would someone like Jenny be able to do this with you through the phone and also without, she mentioned she's not in Florida.
Yes, we could do it with Skype or by phone. That would work awesome. It works really well.
Great. How would I, where would I call? Is there a number to call?
Just look up the summithypnosisandwellness.com and follow, everything's on that page.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have
Jenny, thank
day.
You for the call. And Jenny, I'm going to have you repeat that. So is it The Summit, or go through the website again, because I know people will be interested in contacting you.
SummitHypnosisAndWellness.com.
Okay, so SUMMIT, SummitHypnosisAndWellness.com.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah, and that, yeah, I would think that's something that right now is a something people do want to talk about, because I had friends and I've had relatives who've gone through that lap band, and anytime you can do something and recondition your mind, I would think it's going to be even a lot more permanent than surgery.
Yeah, well, and Shelley, too, people that do have the real lap band, I've had a lot come to me after they've gained weight afterwards because their brain hasn't changed their eating habits and their brain has not accepted their body the way the new body, so they go back and gain the weight. I think there was a guy on one of the talk shows in the morning a couple weeks ago. I actually tried to contact him and tell him, he had lost like 500 pounds and he had gained 300 back.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and I tried to reach out to him and said I would love to help him because he needs to change his belief systems. He needs to change his habit patterns of his eating.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. And, you know, when I discussed it at the beginning of the show, when you go through something like that, it's really hard to turn it around. And now when you send somebody like that, I mean, is it then also giving them a diet plan to follow? Or how
yeah,
what kind of follow-up?
Brain with the healthy eating that is good for you, the healthy choices, like I don't eat bread hardly ever anymore because I've programmed myself away from it. I eat healthy food. I choose healthy food naturally. This is one story I always tell because when I did this program on myself 12 years ago, I've always ordered this particular sub in town, and all of a sudden I went and ordered my husband his sub, and then I go, I want a spinach salad and a scoop of tuna, and I like, what? Who said that? You know? Oh, God, I said it, you know. Yeah, it just changes what you want, and you enjoy. I enjoy food probably more than anybody I know, but I eat less. I stay my size 6 and 8. You know, I like my body. I like where I am.
You know, and that I can relate to it too. I had lost close to 45 pounds, and I never put it back on. And I think I convinced myself the same type of thing. Laura, I don't feel good after I eat bread. I don't feel good when I feel too full. I think I reconditioned on what gave me mental happiness.
But Shelley, you have a really strong driver. You are a survivor. And through your surviving, you have learned how to do this. You're doing what I'm teaching.
I always wonder, is it innate in someone, or do you have to go through some kind of...
You have to go through something. You learn it. It's learned. Yes. All right, now I've heard something about you. I've heard you have a wild way you met your husband. Tell me about the love of your life.
Well, yeah, I was not like you. I didn't sit and get to make my list of the right guy for me. I think it was just a very unsuspecting, and it's a very unique story. It's in my book, Dancing in the Storm, and I tried to keep the book kind of really dealing with all different emotions. It's a very serious subject when you live with a lifelong illness. But I also tried to keep it light and funny because I think, as you can agree, life is funny at times, even when you're in the face of crisis. Something humorous. And I was trying to get away from everything. I was on vacation with my girlfriend. We went to Fort Lauderdale to look at a timeshare. I went just because they gave me a free trip. So I thought, oh, sure, I'll go look at a timeshare.
I've done that.
You've done that? I know. Free trip? I'll do it. Little did they know I couldn't have afforded a timeshare, even if I wanted one at the time. And I pulled up at a red light, and this Adonis was standing by the side of the road. And we started talking, and as the light was red, we had about 40 seconds to connect. And I told him I was in town. He said, here's my number. If you girls want to know where to go down here, I'm a nice guy. And I don't want to give away the rest from there, but it was a life-changing moment. He says I saved his life. I say he saved mine.
Cool.
And it's the start of a beautiful love story. We got married last year, and I'm like you. I feel very blessed. I've got a very good relationship. But like you and I talked about, it takes work.
Yeah.
You know? And it's something that is good work. It's fun work, getting close to someone. Ah, here come the tunes. Stay with us. We'll be back for our final and last segment. It's coming up so quickly here. You're listening to Shelley McGuire and Laura King. We're in Strength and Sharing Show. And we'll be back for the rest of the hour. Give us a call at 866-404-6519.
This is Strength and Sharing. It's all about engaging in one-on-one conversation, empowering education, and incredible inspiration with your best girlfriends, Shelley and Stacy. And we'll be right back with more Strength and Sharing right after these on TogiNet.com.
It's time to rev up the energy together. Listen, learn, and share with leading TV personalities, lifestyle experts, and empowering female greats, Shelley McGuire and Stacy Shefflin. Embrace the power and passion by listening to Strength and Sharing each week on Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern. Join in live and engage one-on-one conversations as they explore all aspects of your busy modern-day lifestyles. Shelley and Stacy will delve into such topics as career, wellness, and beauty to conquering emotional subjects like relationships, health, and family while interviewing revolutionaries each week. Shelley and Stacy want to know you, so make sure you join the Strength and Sharing community by signing up for their newsletter at strengthandsharingnetwork.com. And make sure to like Strength and Sharing on Facebook at, of course, Strength and Sharing. Strength and Sharing. Make each moment matter.
If you love Christmas, this is your show. It's Show Me Decorating with the Christmas decorating experts, Becky McCraney and Kathy Harrison. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Becky and Kathy of Show Me Decorating are out to save the world from ugly Christmas trees. You can get rescued today by purchasing the Show Me Decorating Tree Trimming app for only $2.99. Available from the App Store, at iTunes, and on showmedecorating.com. Each week, we invite you to join us here on the Rockstar Radio Network and come feel the glitter and spend a little time with these ladies in their exotic Texas draw as they share their enthusiasm for Christmas decorating. So be here Tuesday mornings to learn from the real designers, industry experts, and guest artists in the Christmas biz that will surprise and inspire you. It's Show Me Decorating with the Christmas decorating experts, Becky McCraney and Kathy Harrison. Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to Strength and Sharing. Together, we are better seen, heard, and even more understood. Shelley and Stacy are here together for you to help you along every step of life's journey with laughter and a whole lot of love. We're working on how to unearth your carefree, confident, can-do attitude. Now let's get back to the show.
Girl, you're amazing, just the way you are.
It's Strength and Sharing on TogiNet.com. And here again are your hosts, Shelley McGuire and Stacy Shefflin.
Welcome back. We're having such a great hour, and we're with Laura King, who is a hypnotherapist. And Laura, I'm really enjoying this hour. It's going so quickly. And when you and I were off the air, we were talking about how I have cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disease. I take medicine, I run, I do everything I can for my health. But you were talking about just how you've seen research and you've actually worked with people that could change physical ailments through the power of their mind. And I wanted to go back and have you talk about that a little bit, if you could.
Well, actually, I'm working on my new book. It's Hypnosis for Healing and Wellness right now. And I've done all the, I have a ghostwriter that's helping me, I will tell you that.
That's right.
And we've done all the research, all the science that's coming out now and has been coming out for years. You know, Mayo Clinics, MD Anderson, they all use hypnosis because they've proven that with hypnosis you take less anesthesia for surgery and for healing. If you're more relaxed, treatment works better. You know, I do a wellness series. But to really understand that the better your mind is perceiving what's going on, you can, it's a mind-body connection. You know, how your body heals on the outside. If you get a cut, your body heals on the inside also. So the mind knows how to regulate the body, and they have all kinds of studies proving that you can help your body heal by instructing the brain to help it.
See, and you know, what Laura just said was Mayo Clinic and MD Anderson, and I think that's, you know, this is not like Psychology Today, which is a great magazine, but that's, we're really looking at studies from
Stanford University,
yeah.
Michigan. It's across, Wake Forest had a great study not long ago about the relaxation, the hypnosis, and the healing mechanism. My new book, I've got all the, we're making the new book science. You pick it up, you look at it, it's science.
Now, when will this be out? Is this going to be for then all
we're
of us to read,
for
right?
September.
September, that's great. So we're going to have to look at it. It's called Hypnosis for Healing?
Yes.
And Wellness?
Yes.
Okay, we'll look for that. You know, I think that's interesting. Do you think there will be a day when, because I know we're talking about the studies, they're published. If you go Google it, you'll see it. But I wonder when we'll ever get to the point when you go to the doctor and they actually recommend this to you.
Well, actually, doctors do. I have a son-in-law that went to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, and he was there, and he was diagnosed with IBS. And they said, the doctor came out and says, well, the best treatment is hypnosis. And this is kind of funny. The doctor looked at him and he says, well, my mother-in-law is a hypnotist. And the doctor looked at him real serious and says, I'm not sure I'd let my mother-in-law hypnotize. You might want to find somebody else.
That might be a little dangerous if you let your mother-in-law get into your mind. I go, that is too funny. And you said he had, what was he diagnosed with?
IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. I get a lot of doctor referrals for stuttering, for IBS, for, well, I told you about the little girl with the rash,
right.
Skin disorders, pulling, got a little girl that was pulling all of her hair out, and in three sessions, she no longer pulls her hair out.
I think it was the A&E channel, there was a whole thing about pulling. I didn't even know that existed, but I guess all these things that you're saying, pulling, IBS, stuttering, these all are now that's not a habit necessarily, but I guess it's just a misconnection somewhere in your subconscious.
Yes, misconnection. And we kind of shifted on some things like stuttering, and because I look at those as medical, because they've never believed that, you know, actually the doctor told the boy that when he turned 16 he could go to a hypnotist. I could have done him when he was younger. I do kids all the time. So, but this particular doctor thought, you know, it would be better if he was 16, so he came in and he's doing great. That was 2 years ago. So the medical part too is not that hypnosis can cure, but it can help a person heal.
Boy, that's, I just, I'm sitting here thinking of all the different ways that this can be used. Now, we talked about, and Jenny called in about the weight loss. I told you about my husband with quitting smoking. When on break, you talked to me about even looking at studies that where it could help with cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disease, but you've seen studies on that. If somebody contacts you, how do you know how many sessions? How do you charge them? If I could ask just for any of our listeners that want to get in contact with you.
Well, most habits are 3 sessions, but I do life coaching, and there are particular programs for that that you can see on the website. I have a special going for weight loss on the website now. So there are different ways. I'm $150 a session normally, just every week if you come to me for different things. But then there are programs, the life coaching and the weight loss, there are programs that you can sign up for.
Yeah, you know what? That seems like a really fair price when you're thinking about a lifelong habit. Even if you just look at the cost of smoking, literally the cigarettes, but then you take that and extrapolate that into your healthcare costs and sickness and missed days at work. And if you're able to look at something in 3 sessions and say you can actually get rid of something that's plagued you your whole life, that's really powerful.
Well, Shelley, the clerk's office of Palm Beach County, I do classes there, and Sigma, their insurance company, covers the classes that I teach and covers me speaking because they've seen a decrease in their absentees and in their health problems since we've been doing all this health stuff through the mind there in the last year.
Well, this is really, I hope that I'm going to get in touch. We're going to post all this information on our Strength and Sharing Network site because I think there will be a lot of people who are interested in enhancing their lives. I know even like I talked about some of the things that I'd like to change. Do you ever find a time where you get frustrated, where you feel like you just can't make a connection with someone?
No.
You don't?
No.
I love that.
I really, you know, unless someone really doesn't want to be here, and I've had one kid in 12 years of the father drug him in here by his ear, and he really didn't want to be here. But the issue wasn't about what was wrong with him. I think it was more what was wrong with his father, but that was my personal opinion.
Right.
But, no, most people, if a wife gets a husband to come for coaching for the marriage, they'll come in and go, I really don't know why I'm here. But once they meet me, once I teach them about their brain, I've always connected with them. I have not had any issues with that. Kids, when the parent, I tell a parent, if you want the child to have help, find something they need help in or they want help in. Maybe you get them in here for a sport and they really need test taking. You know, use whatever they want help with. And then once they meet me, you know, they like me and we have a good time and they see the changes and they end up coming back for something else.
Okay, so there is really no, when you say, I mean, some people say, well, you, in order to change, you really have to want to change. But it doesn't necessarily sound like you have to realize you're going to change. You just
right.
have to be, you got to make the first step to get in there.
You have to be a willing participant. Like there was a little girl that came, little girl, she's 12. She came in, I said, oh, I've seen you before. She said, yeah, I saw you 2 years ago. You helped me when I was having trouble with my back handspring tucks for cheerleading. And I went, okay, I remember. Okay, what do you want to do now? She said, I bite my nails. Could you please get me to stop biting my nails? I said, sure, come on in. So she's just adorable, but she already knew how it worked. She asked her mom to bring her back because she really needed to stop biting her nails. So she came back in.
I mean, this must feel so gratifying because you put people on a path. And then do you find the people that do this younger in life, I don't know if you stay with them, like this girl you got to see again, do most people then have the ability to learn how to think the way you're teaching ongoing?
Yes, it continues. Plus, they have the tools. And I get repeat all the time. Like one kid, I helped him with his baseball. He ended up getting a scholarship to go to college with baseball. So he came home from school for break, and he says, Mom, I just need to tune up with Mrs. King. Could you get me an appointment, please? And he came in. We worked on, you know, his improving his baseball some more and his grades. Actually, a kid up in Claremont, Florida, asked me to work with him, and he did a science project, and we increased his batting average by 116 points.
My gosh, you know, have you ever thought about, do you teach other hypnotherapists? I mean, you had mentioned on break your daughter's getting into this. I mean, do you teach people how to do this?
The first week of October, I have my class that I'm teaching. It's 9 days, and I'm going to teach hypnosis, NLP together, and I'm going to teach how to have a practice, too. So I'm embarking on teaching hypnosis. My first class is the first week of October in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Well, so this will be the first time you're teaching this.
Yes, I've been wanting
congratulations.
To for years. Yeah, I've been certified by about 5 different organizations to do it, and I'm so busy seeing clients. Like, I see 10 people a day. This week I'll have seen 50 people this week. By 7 o'clock tomorrow night when I'm done, I will have seen 51, I think, this week.
Now, do you feel drained? Is that draining to you, or do you?
No, I practice what I teach.
Yeah, so you get strength from these people.
Yes, I can't wait when 7 o'clock comes. I'm meeting my husband's dinner at his favorite restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, tell us, because we only have a couple minutes left. You've got a series of DVDs.
And CDs. And you can actually listen to the CDs and get in sleep and get do the programming there. And the DVDs, I have different classes on DVDs that you can take, and I have a lot to offer.
That's great. Well, yeah, we've taken notes on all of this, and we're going to post all of the information. You're just so inspiring to me, and it gives me great hope. You know, I look at my own life, and I always keep thinking, I try not to focus on the negative, and I try not to be someone that looks backwards. And I don't know if you feel that that's a key to moving forward, or,
yep.
You know.
Keep looking forward. Let go of the past. Just focus on what it is and where you want to go, and let that be your focal point.
And you hear that, everybody? That's a really good lesson for everybody learning, because I think people can get so stuck on, well, in the past, or I used to, or just living, and you're so busy looking behind in the rearview mirror, you're not looking forward. So I'm sure you run into that a lot with the people you see.
And remember to let go of woulda, coulda, shoulda, and what ifs.
That's great. Okay. This is such great information. The hour went so fast, Laura. I know we'll have you back on as a guest again, but I personally want to thank you. You've helped me. I know you're helping our listeners. We're going to post all of the information at www.strengthandsharingnetwork.com, and we'll have all of the information on how you can contact Laura. She's got her specials on her site. And I thank you so much for all your time. You're such an uplifting
and
lovely person.
For me, too. I hope we can connect after this.
I know we will, and thank you so much. And make sure, if you're listening to us, we'll be here next Thursday. Stacy will be back. We'll be able to hear all about her trip to the U.K. across the pond. Like us at our Strength and Sharing site on Facebook. Visit us on Twitter with this Strength and Sharing. I'm sorry, Strength Sharing on Twitter. And we'll be back next week. Strength and Sharing makes each moment matter.